Don Henley wasn't always singing for the Eagles, right?
I don't know if that's true, but I think it is true. I think he's always been...
Really?
Yeah.
He's always been the front man for the Eagles, huh?
Yeah.
I got to go this thing then, which is really bad that I'm picking Steven Tyler over Don Henley, but I think I got to do it. That's terrible.
I'm asking because I have no good response to that.
You got to answer it, though, don't you?
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, then I shouldn't put it in my notes because I...
That's a really tough one.
I can think of one good Aerosmith song. I can't say I can think of one good Eagles song. So
Desperado.
That is the closest I was going to Jesus a good Christ. Eagles song.
No, what there's are you some doing? Good
Hotel
some...
California? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's better than Desperado, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. It's overplayed, certainly, but it's better. There's got to be an Eagles song that's decent.
I don't think there really is.
They're all like fucking...
I used to be an Eagles fan, which is sick.
Country
but
Fried.
I was like 13. That's my excuse. And that's about the maturity level of the Eagles. So
I don't think I was ever an Eagle. Like, I never owned any Eagles stuff. But I listened to Hotel California and kind of rock out to that or whatever.
Yeah, totally. That was the song that brought me in.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to have to pick Aerosmith as well.
You're going this thing as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only because Sweet Emotion. Everything else blows. Sweet Emotion is actually a decent song. I'm assuming they didn't write it, that Steven Tyler had nothing to do with it. I think I said this on the last show, that he actually hated the song.
That sounds about right.
But was tricked into doing it somehow, or was coerced into doing it. That's the only excuse. So, yeah.
So Jose's of that thing. We're this thing's. Yeah, that's a tough one, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want to say goodbye?
The
Eagles, man. Jesus Christ.
I thought that was a beautiful, this one.
Wow.
This thing or that thing. Because, I mean, that was the whole idea behind this thing or that thing, right? Two shitty options.
I don't know if it was, but...
Well, they can actually be three good options, too.
Yeah.
You know? Goodness sex, money, sakes. Or rock and roll is kind of a fun one because it throws it on its head.
Let us know, folks. You can join in the conversation on Twitter. That's probably your best bet. You can call phone number. pardon me.
We explained the phone number in the last podcast.
Do what?
We actually explained the phone number in the last podcast. You might want to go back and listen.
937 501 Blues, Lube and Leet Speak.
And you can find Lube us. And Leet Speak doesn't make sense at all.
No, not at all.
It's like... Yeah, I don't remember.
Go to the website. You'll find shit. Right. Snortcoffee.com, @snortcoffee on Twitter. Tell some people. Let's see. Who needs to be told this week? Strangers should be told kind of all the time. And just go up and like, hey, Snort Coffee.
No.
No?
Your local streetwalker. Tell your local streetwalker.
Okay. Yeah.
The whores, they get the info out.
That's actually a good call.
Yeah.
We should be giving t-shirts
to
the whores.
It's just not herpes they're spreading.
Yeah.
They're spreading the love of Snort Coffee.
They should be getting t-shirts, right? Like,
yeah.
Cut off baby tees.
Nice.
Like, extra tight.
Nice.
Like, so
how about, like, the t-shirt where you cut off the bottom and then you cut it into slits so that it, like, curls up weird?
Yeah.
And it has, like, a fringe?
Yeah.
We should make some
of those.
Nice
look.
Yeah, totally.
We do that with sleeves. No, we should cut out the neck so it's a big wide neck so the bra straps are showing and shit like that. Okay.
Right. Sleeves completely gone.
Streetwalker tees. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I like it.
A great idea.
Will they wear them? If we make them nice enough, I think.
They got to be tight. I think, how about tassel-y in the back, like the stringy shit you're talking about, but then slice up the middle so you can tie it in front.
Okay. That's a good look right there. Tassels in the back and not in the front. Big scoop neck.
Yep.
No sleeves.
Yep.
Yeah, bra strap and whatever's left of the shoulder line up at all.
Yeah. So. Does it need to be sweatshirty material or just normal t-shirt?
No, just normal t-shirt. Okay. We can bring out some sweatshirts. It's starting to get cooler. Yeah. So,
okay, so tell your local streetwalker.
And make her a t-shirt.
Make her a t-shirt or let us know.
And we'll design.
Yeah, we'll either give you the design or we need to start coming up some t-shirts. Like,
I agree.
I need a classier looking Snort Coffee t-shirt that I can actually wear around.
I need.
I'm not sure how that works.
For real.
Yeah.
I bought dress clothes yesterday.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell streetwalkers. We should find somebody else to tell too. Who?
I'm telling you, the streetwalker is going to tell everybody else.
How often do you see a streetwalker, though? I don't see one very often.
You're not
looking. To have a conversation.
Yeah, yes, true. But the Johns, they're telling their Johns.
Yeah.
Which is a hilarious term.
Thanks for listening.
This thing or that thing, John or pimp?
They're not the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like the complete opposite.
Pimp, this thing.
Yeah.
Wait, is that, no, that thing.
John?
Which one was pimp?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think pimp was, you said John second. Or pimp. Yeah.
Okay, John
I'm
or
going
pimp.
That thing then.
All right.
That thing yeah, seems like a much better place
either.
To get
you're
go.
You're making money. Yeah.
Instead of spending money on skanks.
You can screw your horse whenever you want to.
For what free. Would be the point if not?
All right, exactly. Why would you even get into the business?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yeah, definitely that thing on that one.
Yeah.
You get to wear cool hats and like...
Fuck yeah. Big pimpin' shoes.
Yeah.
Hell, they named style after you.
Is there a brand of big pimpin' shoes? Because that's an idea for steel.
It's
yeah.
a great idea for steel. Big pimpin' shoes.
I'm considering getting into... that's potentially my next good project is really getting into that some. Like diving into the website some more and creating
cool.
some shit.
That's fun.
I need to figure it out. There's potentially a lot to figure out if I want it to actually be something. And yet again, I don't know how to promote something. To
right.
Like Twitter's only so good for... Hey, do this thing if four people are listening to you,
right.
you know?
Bringing in new people. But I think you can do more of asking people, like, hey, I think this is funny.
Yeah.
Here's ideas for steel.
Yeah.
You know, would you mind promoting it on your thing? Because you're
yeah.
already famous and you... Why don't you spend a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Fame equity. Is that something? Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, people, take it easy.
Yeah. Let's see, I think I've got... Did we do have just barely, like, have almost the right amount of money for stuff? I think we might have done that one.
What, like Price is Right shit?
No, Little Way Being an Asshole.
Uh-huh.
You go to buy something that costs $1.50, and you have, like, $1.46.
We did something okay. similar to that.
Yeah.
In that how much should you...
You got to do it right on the verge
right.
of just having almost right. enough money,
right.
but do it all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're still going to get all the stuff you want, I think. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, you're 4 cents off. And, but, like, if you have a bunch of change, it makes it even better.
Yeah, totally.
Because then you're like, oh, fuck it, whatever.
Especially since they're already invested because you just spent, you know,
45 minutes,
seconds.
Yeah, counting all the change on the change.
Right.
On your,
even better, yeah. though, buy that pop, you're 4 cents short, and then come back and buy a candy bar. And be 4 cents short.
I like it.
You do it enough, you got a free candy bar.
It's true, yeah. Right. You're making money.
Yep. Smoke break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Do you have
I like to put a point on the end of a show.
Do you want to make a stupid noise?
More!
yeah, pardon me.
All
right. We haven't discussed, well, we've probably discussed racism recently. So, let's say I were to go buy the warehouse that we discussed
all right.
this week, last week, something like that. Is there such a thing as unwhite flight?
Yes. Regentrification is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where... Yeah, white people move into a poor
okay.
neighborhood.
Okay.
Like or, let's
Detroit?
Not say white people,
yeah.
but non-poor people move into a poor neighborhood and bring it
okay.
up to where the poor people can't afford to live there anymore.
It's probably not possible in that area, though, is it?
No, probably not. Not yeah. in that area.
Not that block, at least.
Yeah. Like, it's usually starting at the edges, coming back the other
yeah.
way, you know?
Okay.
Where the edges have been being pushed.
No, never mind.
So, but maybe, I mean, supposedly that's what's happening up in Detroit,
yeah.
is that there's, like... And now you can have a bunch of artists and musicians
yeah.
and stuff move back into an area
yeah.
that makes it kind of cool, and it's really affordable for them. And
yeah. We should try it.
Sounds good. I'm on it.
I have bees?
Yes, you do.
Like, there's a tree full of bees.
Yes, there is.
And there's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of bees.
Set it on fire.
I don't mind them. They don't seem to be hurting anything. They're just buzzing around doing whatever.
But they're not like bumblebees. They're hornets.
No, they're. I think they're honeybees.
Oh,
I'm just
they're
doing their own thing.
Then.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I've never seen them like be aggressive. They're not aggressive as I'm
aggressive.
As I'm cutting grass over there or anything like that.
Oh, good.
Squirrels don't seem to mind them.
Really?
Like squirrels just running around all over that tree
Interesting.
All the time. Yeah. Don't seem to care. I would think they'd like avoid that area.
Yeah.
They don't hang out next to the hole, the bee hole.
Okay.
But they don't seem to mind running around.
I wonder if they just can't tell each other. Like, I got stung. They don't figure out it was the bee.
Do you think
can't tell the other squirrels? I don't think. Maybe they can.
Do they get stung though?
I don't know. I kind of don't think so.
I don't know.
They're fucking fast squirrels.
Yeah.
So they can probably outrun them to start with.
I would imagine they can outrun a bee.
Yeah.
If a bee is running.
Yeah. Totally.
I was kind of surprised to see that. I was like, huh. All right.
It was surprising.
Yeah. Lots of bees. If you guys want any bees, come on by.
They're not really natural enemies. Scoop of bees for free.
Yeah, if I can make some money, though.
$3.
Okay.
Scoop of bees.
Yeah. I'll even give you a scooper. I'll need it back.
Just to borrow.
But,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you a scooper and a free Ziploc bag.
All right.
I will.
You're still
I'll
making good money
that
on that.
Yeah.
What's a Ziploc cost? 10 cents? 15
yeah.
cents?
Not even that much, I don't think. I just bought 100 of them for $3.
Oh, all right.
So... 3 cents.
All right. Yeah, you're making a good profit on that.
Ignore my comments of prices. So you come to get a scoop of bees for $3. But you're getting the bees too. So I can't put a value on bees.
No, you really can't. I mean, other than $3 a scoop.
Yeah, that is a pretty good value, I guess.
Yeah. Seems like it to me.
What kind of scooper do you need for that? There's probably some tasty honey in there.
Maybe.
It's kind of contaminated, but...
Oh yeah, because you like, tried to kill them once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I sprayed some shit in there, and then I hosed it down with water for, like, an hour and a half, so...
That's fine.
I'm sure it's clean at this point.
Yeah. Put it in your tea. Let us know if you die.
Yeah. Doesn't, like, honey have curing properties to it or something?
Yeah, that's what they say.
So, maybe it, like, maybe they... fixed the poison that I dumped in there.
I'm sure they walled that off and trashed
it
that
could
honey.
Be.
Just said, we'll mix it more.
It's not coming out of the hole yet, though, which is weird.
The honey's not?
Yeah. Right. I would expect I'd see, like, honeycombs in there, and I've not. I need to jam a camera down in there and see what's really going on.
That's a good plan right there.
Yeah. I've got a tripod I can hold the end of.
Nice.
Set a timer on it and really get
nice.
It down.
With the light?
Yeah, well, yeah, flash.
Okay.
Good enough. I don't know how deep it goes.
I don't know. The only way to find out is jam a camera in there.
Or my hand.
Yeah, well, I'd start with your hand. I went to a Chinese food restaurant last night.
Oh, yeah?
Ate with chopsticks.
Nice.
Yep.
You feel like you're getting hosed?
I did.
Yeah.
I did it for fun. Cause nice. The only reason why I asked for them was because of
nice.
Yeah, our conversation. Yeah. It was
did you ask them, like, hey, you guys just fucking with us?
We had white waitresses at the Chinese restaurant.
Weird.
I felt a little gypped.
Yeah.
It was a little strange.
That is strange.
Yeah. Lee himself was of Chinese descent.
Okay.
So, he had an accent, so I felt there was enough authenticity there. But I thought it was pretty, both Kelly and I thought it was strange to have white waitresses.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Usually it's all Chinese people. Lee's Garden Restaurant in Troy, Ohio.
Hmm.
Pretty yummy.
Lee may be the only Asian there, though.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. Everybody else was...
That's weird.
Pure cracker.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's pretty tasty, though.
I think wondering if chopsticks is a prank is a really, like, funny and good question.
Yeah, but they're really fun to use, so... If so, prank's on you.
I guess.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
So...
Nice.
Always fun to show off to the wife. Like, hell yeah, I can eat with chopsticks. Like, she's like, oh, well, let me see you eat rice. Like, okay. Eat some rice.
Did they have points on them?
They were definitely tapered down.
They weren't sharp, though, on one end? Okay.
No. I could have stabbed through a piece of meat.
Yeah. But do you have sushi?
No. Hell no.
I'm telling you, you got to try some good sushi.
I think I have, and I think I didn't like it.
No, I don't think you did.
All right.
Where you had some good, gross sushi, which I think is out there.
I think that's like what
I've,
it was.
Yeah, I've had the last. I've got two or three rolls last time I went, and one of them was like, eh, I'll pass on that one.
Even though it was good. But
yeah, it was
not,
good quality, but yeah, not a flavor that I liked.
Yeah.
How about an idea for steel?
All right.
It's a fixture for your car. More specifically for your car window.
All right.
That basically shoehorns open a sleeve for when you have your arm out there so the air can go through your shirt and through your pits.
Nice, nice.
I think it'd be good.
I like it.
I'm not sure how it works, but it'd be nice to have.
Shoehorn is just a very large shoehorn.
Yeah.
And nice. It'll be metal, so it'll be nice and cool from the air conditioning. Yeah. So just putting that up your sleeve will feel nice.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting idea.
You need one for pants legs, too.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Just a whole... Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like a Hi-Li scoop.
Yeah.
With some hoses attached to it, basically.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Because it's nice to cool off your balls when it's nice and hot.
Yeah, it is.
And you're like, try to get a pants leg up there or shorts, hopefully.
Jam it way down your belt hole. Yeah. Jam it in your fly.
Nice.
I like it.
I would buy that, I think.
No, nobody would buy that.
I would. Just one.
Yeah, I sweat a lot, so it'd be nice to unsweat my pits some. That's, I think, what I was going for. That's a lovely feeling, though.
Yeah.
All right. Get on it, Halliburton.
Take that one. This thing or that thing.
Uh-oh.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Or Coldplay.
I don't know Coldplay. I'm going to have to go this thing.
You went with John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah. I got to go that just because of the rumors I hear. Coldplay's really bad.
You aren't kidding, they are.
Like, John Cougar Mellencamp's pretty panic attacky, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like you reach faster for a change of the radio station than John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to know Coldplay well enough to be like, oh, that's definitely bad immediately. You know?
I used to rule the world.
Is that Coldplay?
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know that one.
Yeah, well, you're not missing out.
Yeah.
I make fun of it a lot. It's really fun because it comes on the radio and I have like a whole song worked out for it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. My song really sucks. I'm way too famous. I married some hot chick. I can't remember her name. She's fucking hot, but she's totally dumb.
I don't know if she's that hot, is she?
Yeah, I think she's hot.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, I think she's hot.
She
we
hot?
Named our kids stupid shit like Apple and I think it's banana. So,
and the second name's way worse than Apple.
Kelly told me what it was again.
Pretty ridiculous.
But it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Apple's pretty bad.
Your song's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I can go for the entire length of the song and the song's like ridiculously long.
Yeah, I don't know that I would know a Coldplay from not Coldplay.
So you're but going I've heard
it's bad. I got to, I think.
All right. I think I actually have to go Coldplay on this.
Really? You're going that thing? Hmm.
Little Pink House is for you. Yeah. It's so painful.
Jack and Diane, though, man. Little Diddy.
Is that the one where they shot a man while robbing his castle?
Close enough.
Is the same? Is
no,
that John Cougar Mellencamp?
No.
Oh, alright.
No. If that's, I'll go the other thing if that's an option.
If that's their song, if that's his song as well?
No. If Steve Miller Band is an option.
Oh, alright. That's Steve Miller Band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd definitely go Steve Miller Band.
Yeah.
But no, it's not an option. It's John Cougar Mellencamp or Coldplay. I'll give you this thing, that thing, or this other thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Butter knife to the ear, where you have to carve out your eardrums with a butter knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other thing?
That's the other thing.
I like to hear. I like to hear, but if I've only got John Cougar Mellencamp to listen to for the rest, like, is that all I can hear?
Oh.
Or can I hear other stuff? Can I still use a phone and, like, talk to people and stuff like that? Like, anytime I turn on a radio, it's John Cougar Mellencamp? Jesus Christ.
That's it. Yeah, I'd definitely go Coldplay then, because it's easier to tune out.
Huh. Maybe I'm missing some good Coldplay.
No, you aren't.
Well, sounds like maybe I am. You sound like you love it.
Compared to John Cougar Mellencamp, though.
Little Diddy.
Uh-huh. About Jack and Diane.
Dooba doop.
Two American kids growing up in Heartland. Yeah, that's what you're going with?
I think so.
All right. You're stuck with it now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bad news. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Hey.
We are live from the parlor on the east side of Dayton, Ohio, in the Egghead compound. It's me. Hi. It's Silky Smooth.
Hey.
And we both waved. You're welcome for that. And Jose's in the booth.
Jose.
Hello, Jose. What's crappening, yo? Yeah, we should probably be in a carriage house today. But
it's beautiful out.
I did not set that up appropriately. My carriage house is kind of a mess right now. I got so much cleaning to do, dude. This life of having kids that go to school way too fucking early has left me no energy to do anything but sleep pretty much all the time. Like last weekend, I slept a lot.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Did you have kids last weekend?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Fuck, man. I think I slept from like 2 to 4 or something here in the parlor. Went up to bed and slept till like 9, because then Oscar had a soccer game. Got home from that, slept from like 1 to 6 or something. I had something to do that evening. Went out, did that, came back, and then slept from like 2 in the morning until 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Was it something to do at 6? Was that an old lady?
It was an older lady, yeah.
You had to do an old lady?
Yeah.
All right.
And then she made a nice meal, though. It was a tasty spaghetti with stuff that I'm not used to in there.
All right.
Woke up at like 1. I think I did something. I don't remember what. I think I had something to do. And then went back to bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, slept to like 8 or 9. And I woke up for a little bit and had some food. Made myself a very tasty steak.
Nice.
Cast iron skillet steak. And man, like, that was the first time I'd done it well. And it was really good.
Right.
Makes me want to go buy a steak. Yeah, so all I fucking do is sleep, dude. It sucks. Like,
yeah, you gotta catch up sometime.
The parlor's a fucking wreck. The house is...
That's not too bad. It's all clean laundry.
Yeah.
That's a nice change from my house.
I've got a 4-inch pile of dog hair on everything. That sucks.
Yeah, you could use some vacuum over there. And over there.
Keep going.
I'm sure over there. I can't see there.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Oh, over there.
Yeah. You name it, it's there. Keeping up with dishes. That's what I'm doing. But everything else. Oh, yeah, my sink is busted.
What? How's your sink get busted?
It's not, I didn't put it together properly, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't put the drain in properly, and then it finally caught up with me.
Oh.
I put the stove pan things in there to soak, filled the sink up, and Isla's like, why is that happening? The water's pouring out under the cabinet. So I was like, oh, boy. That's happening because I did something wrong. I've kind of been expecting that, but... But wasn't expecting it at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, just water sitting in there. Right. Started draining. Like, it was coming out from...
Around the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, up top of the drain, basically. Tightened it up, but I haven't tested it out to see if it still leaks from there.
Like, pretty easy fix.
Yeah. Now, I need to ideally take that whole thing apart and redo it, basically. Which sucks, but needs to happen some more time.
Plumbing's not too bad.
No.
It's a lot of, you know, part A and B and...
Yeah. But it's all shit that, man, I'd rather be sleeping.
Yeah.
I'd rather be sleeping.
Been doing a little bit of sleeping lately.
I'm getting 4 or 5 hours a night on a regular basis.
No,
like,
really?
All the time, and it sucks.
Yeah. You sucks move really that up bad. To 6 to 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I get to work, and then fucking 7 o'clock hits or so, and I'm like, okay, I'll be asleep for a while. Jerks. Oh, well.
Hey, I bought a flashlight the other day.
Yeah.
It was an Energizer flashlight. Nice little flashlight, metal, like 5 LED. It's nice and bright.
Yeah.
It's not like an adjustable flame, you know, so you can make it more pinpoint.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's a pretty nice light.
Sure.
Came with batteries.
Good.
It's always nice. Opened it up. I don't know why I opened it up. I didn't need to change them yet. But apparently it came with EverReady batteries.
No way.
In my Energizer flashlight.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought that was really strange.
Yeah.
I can only assume that Energizer owns EverReady.
Yeah, I would hope so.
It's the only thing I can assume, that they have a cheap line of batteries and a quality line. And
probably both the same in all reality, but
maybe not, because if so, wouldn't you just put your Energizer ones in there? It's mind-boggling.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
What else do we have like that? We discussed something else like that last week.
Did we?
I don't remember what. Yeah.
I erased all of my notes.
Yeah, I don't remember. Fuck. Just call them up and be like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm sure they had a number on the back, right?
Probably on the back of the packaging that I threw away.
Ah, damn it.
But I'm sure I can get
a little bit of research.
Phone number.
Yeah, a little bit of research probably tell us that EverReady is the same thing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? That's crazy.
You just put them in there. It's not like you have to pay much for them, you know?
You don't even have to do anything, especially if you own both companies. You just wrap it in the fucking Energizer label.
Exactly. Just so people aren't like, maybe I should just buy EverReady.
That's really weird.
Cheaper. Yeah. Huh. Seems like such a bad plan altogether. And they're already in the flashlight, so if they had them packaged outside, sometimes you'll see a flashlight and have the batteries, cellophane next to them. You can guarantee they'd have been energized that way.
That's really weird.
But you're going to change the batteries eventually, so you're going to find out.
Huh.
But you probably aren't going to think about the fact it was an energized flashlight.
Months down the road
Yeah. It has, Energizer stenciled on it, but
that's really weird.
Put it together probably most of the time. Yeah, I thought it was very strange.
Huh.
I just was like, wait, did I change these? Like, no, I didn't. So, yeah. Pretty goofy.
Yeah.
Nice little flashlight, though.
Huh.
Just 2 AA. It's pretty bright.
I got one of those. I don't remember what the brand is, but, I think it got dropped once, and it doesn't work properly anymore.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
This one said it was virtually indestructible.
Try it out.
I've given it a good toss
you
here.
You had a truck to drive over it, not anymore, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I'm not allowed to just, go out and get in a truck and drive it around the
yard.
They say you can probably get away with doing that every once in a while.
You gotta keep your skills up.
Yeah. Huh. I figured nothing else. Like, hey, we got nobody to take this load. I'm like, I got it.
Okay.
Yep, I'll run it over there.
Yeah.
I think they'd, utilize that asset, but they probably don't want to cover me under insurance and shit like that. Hmm. But still.
Yep.
So.
That's weird.
Come on, Energizer, fix that shit.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of LEDs, you got any LED light bulbs yet?
No.
I'm considering. I don't have enough money right now to get any, but
20-some-odd bucks, right?
Yeah, like 18, 20 bucks for a normal, normal bulb.
I'll probably buy one just for the shit of it.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for that and one for the front porch at least. Okay. Once I find
that was
bucks.
My problem with the fluorescent ones are they worked horribly outdoors.
That one worked fine, but
I've had other people tell me they had no problem with them.
Really?
But I had a lot of problem with them.
No, I haven't any problems with them.
Okay, but I think LEDs will be they're going to last forever, aren't they?
Basically, yeah. It's 20,000 hours, something like that. It's pretty long
really
time.
A lot. Is that a year of being on?
We'll see.
365 times 24 is.
$8,760
days,
hours.
Oh, 8,000. So it's 2 years, 2.5 years of being on, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And cost you nothing to have on for the most
1,095 8-hour days. It's a pretty long time.
Oh, okay.
Divided by, assuming I know math. So that's 3 years of 8-hour days.
Okay.
Which I don't know how good that really is.
That's not too bad. I mean,
yeah. And $20, what, and you're also saving the money of whatever it costs to run it.
And it costs almost nothing to run.
Basically, yeah, it's 10% the cost of
all the fucking time.
Basically,
and still save money.
Yeah,
if you had a light you left on for 8 hours,
debatably whether you're really saving money.
Leave it on for 24 hours,
because if a light bulb costs a buck, like a normal light bulb costs what, a buck or two?
Not factoring in that part of it.
Yeah. Same as the fucking buying a Prius.
Right.
Like, you're never going to make that gas money up.
Back on Prius, yeah.
I don't know.
They're coming down in price now, and gas price is coming up, so maybe, but... Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do it eventually.
Cool.
Got to find some money, though.
Let me know how it goes. I might... it's kind of one of those things I know I'm going to pick up someday at Walmart, just grab one.
Yeah.
Throw it in something.
Yep.
You know, some area that... try to find the biggest pain in the ass to change the light bulb.
Yeah.
And use it for that.
Like your one over your garage or something like that.
Yeah, but that's like a
metal halide. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've never changed that. I took out the bulb.
Really?
And that's it. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. The sensor, the daytime, nighttime sensor fucked up. So I pretty much just need to replace the whole thing. And I don't really want to. Because it seems like I'm just going to pay money to have a light on that I don't really need.
Do you think this is a thing? Online dating.
I think that is a thing. I've heard of it.
95% of the pictures of chicks. And that's debatable. I haven't really done the math on that. But take pictures from above.
Right.
Like so.
That's definitely a thing.
To look like they're blowing you?
Oh.
Is that the point?
No, I think it's to make them look skinny.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that help? Does that make them look skinny?
Yeah.
Really?
Perspective, forced perspective.
You got some photography background. Your wife's all about that shit. Is that really?
Yep.
Really?
It's really a thing. I'm sure if you go online and search, like, how do I not look like a fat slob in my online dating profile, they're going to say, hey, take the picture from high.
Really?
Yeah. But I like your idea much better.
It's I'm like,
willing to blow you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's all.
We discussed being open sexually meant taking the butt, right?
Right.
I think we talked about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that people actually put that on their profile? Open sexually?
Well, it was one of the questions of like
I wonder how
sexually open are you or whatever.
Yeah, if they choose 10, that's definitely in the butt with like 3 guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 is 2 guys.
SPN, yeah.
8 is just regular anal.
Okay.
They're fine with that. 7, I don't even know.
Yeah. My thought was it's to look like they're blowing you, which is weird.
It is weird.
Maybe hot. I don't know. In the same respect. Anytime on video of whatever variety, you got somebody on camera that pops up from below frame, they've been blowing a cameraman, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm watching something.
Definitely.
Vsauce on YouTube. It's a YouTube channel that's got like physics-y kind of stuff and internet-y weird stuffs.
Okay.
Can you hear me, dude?
All right. Sorry.
Every time this dude pops up from below frame, like, you're totally... like, I expect him to wipe his mouth off. on one of those episodes, they had basically just interesting technology that they're finding in various spots on the internet or whatever.
Okay.
GPS shoes.
Nice.
Which had... there was a circle on the toe of one shoe, well, a circle of little LEDs, and then a line of LEDs on the other shoe.
Okay.
So the circle would theoretically have a dot that was lit up in the direction you need to be turning to get to your spot.
Oh.
And then the other line would be, I don't know, what if it was...
so it was actually like giving you feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
not
so,
just tracking you.
No, it was telling you how to get somewhere, basically.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty slick.
That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's a pretty good idea.
I'm not sure if I trust GPS enough, like walk off this cliff.
Yeah.
But... other than that.
Just stare at your shoes the whole time.
Yeah, like, exactly.
All of a sudden you're falling.
Right. Or getting hit by a car. Right.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, though.
That's kind of cool. My brother-in-law has some sort of throat issue.
Uh-oh.
And he has to apparently go to get his throat stretched. Gayest thing I've ever heard of. I want to know what doctor convinced him of that. You need a throat stretching. Come here.
I can help you, but you'll have to come back.
Yeah. I just stretched some other dude's throat. I'm not quite ready yet.
How did that come up in conversation?
When he eats beans, he has problems with the skins getting caught in his throat.
And he just came up to you and was like, yeah, I've got this issue.
Brother-in-law, this is an ongoing issue with the beans. Why can't you eat beans? Beans are good for you, man.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then, like, whoa, what do they do about that? Oh, you have to get throat stretched every once in a while.
Did you laugh really hard when he said it?
I was told secondhand, but I did laugh very hard then. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He has a good sense of humor, though, a decent sense of humor, so he'd probably laugh, too. Like, nice. Yeah, it sounds like the gayest thing ever.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not possible, is it?
I think it's entirely possible. Made up by a very gay doctor. But
oh, boy.
I'm not sure.
You have to close your eyes. No, like, you can't watch this process.
Yeah, no, it'll damage your retinas.
Might even have to knock you out. Oh, boy. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's funny.
Let's see. Jose, you got anything?
I told you we really can't. That's going to get us
really
in trouble.
Yeah, he's really
God, pushing that, isn't he?
Knock it off, dude.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Pushing it.
Another thing from that joint was you can apparently float a liquid in sound waves.
Okay, I can see
that. Like, basically, it would just levitate.
Right.
They had, like, this seemingly, like, a tube on either side. Like, a tube pointing up and a tube pointing down.
Okay.
Then they had a sound wave generator that was pushing 2,200 hertz,
okay,
which I believe is really low.
Okay.
Is that right? I don't know if that's right. Maybe it's really high. It's probably really high, because I think higher hertz is probably closer waves, which I believe is higher pitch.
That makes sense.
You couldn't hear it, I don't believe.
Okay.
But I don't remember what the...
They were able to contain and levitate this liquid?
Yeah, like they turned it on. And they took a syringe, mm-hmm, and just pushed out a bubble of liquid and, mm-hmm, just floated there and kind of shook around like they could change the frequency hitting it.
Right.
And the thing would kind of bounce around and change shapes a little bit and stuff. It was pretty interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any problem being able to pull that off. Can you float a train that way?
Oh, man.
Or is it just much easier to use magnets?
The headache that comes off of it that you don't even realize.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
This crazy screeching noise.
Birds dropping out of the sky. Like, yeah, this is not a good plan. Let's go back to magnets. They were cheaper.
I thought that was interesting.
That's fun. It seems like there'd be some practical use for that. I just can't come up with anything. Yeah. Got some trucker talk for you.
Oh, you got more trucker talk of Bundy.
Yeah, man. At the pilot, at the truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
Start pulling in, and I'm just, and where you pull in, like, you come across everybody else that's leaving out of the pumps, right?
Okay.
And they're usually sitting there, you know, running and take a leak or whatever, and then you come back out, and you've pulled out of the way of another truck to come in behind you.
Okay.
Anyway, where you pull in, it's right across the front of all of these people. And
Going perpendicular to how they're sitting to get gas.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And this one guy starts to pull out where I'm like clearly coming, you know, like, what the fuck? And I've got enough room to stop, but it annoys me, and I'm like, this stupid son of a bitch is actually gonna come out on me. And then truck's coming forward really pretty slow, which is like annoying. Like, just fucking pull out, get out of my way.
Yeah.
So he comes like to where I can see into the cab of that truck, and there's nobody in the truck.
Really?
Like
ghost ride, no fuck.
And, yeah, totally ghost riding.
Nice.
And like, I what the hell do I do?
Oh
like,
boy.
I'm like at the point where I debate, do I have enough time to jump out and run up and get in this truck and pull the brakes or whatever?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I do. And so I just lay on the horn.
Yeah.
And the guy like pops out of the back, looks at me and looks forward. Oh, fuck. And runs up and jumps in the seat boy. Real quick. Yeah.
Really?
He totally forgot to set his brakes. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And it
so was it just
roll,
like gravity rolling?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was just a little bit of an incline and... Or decline, I guess. And he would have hit a curb and a fence.
Yeah.
Had he gone, it wouldn't have been.
I think my first thought would have been to bumper to bumper on him. Like, turn in and try to stop him that way.
And I could damage the truck and get myself in trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess depending on how slow it was going. How slow was it going?
Pretty slow.
Like, pretty slow?
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I really almost had time to run up.
Yeah.
If I'd have known the door was unlocked, I could have gotten the passenger side. But I would have had to run around to the driver's side.
Yikes.
That's
pretty nuts.
Getting run over by a truck.
It was rolling forward?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it was just funny to see his look and reaction.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, and he jumped in the truck and up in the seat, rather. He was in the back.
Yeah,
and,
like in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like in the sleeper area.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so he was in the truck.
Oh, nice.
And it was funny because he looked at me first, and then
why
he
are you honking
forward.
At me?
Yeah, and then it's like,
wow,
oh shit,
sweet.
And he gave me like a quick little wave and jumped in, and so he realized I saved his ass. But it was really funny because he just jumped in, started up, and pulled out.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's
oh,
pretty,
I meant to do that.
Yeah, pretty good solution. I'd have done the exact same thing, like just going along here.
Oh boy, that's scary.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was glad I didn't, because if I had enough room to pull in front of him at first, but I saw that he started moving, and I didn't, but he would have totally hit me. I
nice.
Mean, there was not, he didn't have that much room to spare
that's
by the
crazy.
Time he caught up with it.
Huh.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't have noticed what was going on.
Lucky he paid attention to somebody honking, like, I don't know that I'm just like, okay, somebody's being an asshole honking their horn real loud.
There's not a lot of honking going on in truck stops. You got to be an asshole to honk your horn at a truck stop.
People are sleeping, whatever. Yeah,
exactly. And everybody in there should know that. And
oh,
so anytime somebody blows their horn, they get a dirty look from a lot of other people.
Yeah.
There better be a good reason, you know. This obviously
rolling truck is pretty good reason.
Yeah. Yep. Now everybody would understand.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's crazy. So,
yeah, it's
nice.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost riding trucks badass.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go, Baylor at Pilot. You know who you are. You just got called out. Yep.
I was listening to Stuff You Should Know.
All right.
If you're listening to this show, you should be listening to that show because it's pretty good. Story in 1916 that spawned Jaws. It was a Sharks episode.
Right.
Shark Attack episode.
Yep.
Not it was the Shark Jaws, not the James Bond villain.
Right. Oh, okay.
They made claim that back in those times that people didn't realize that sharks would bite them.
Seems like kind of goofy.
Yeah, like basically people had never heard of sharks eating people.
Right. You got to figure it out at some point.
Is that the way it works? Did we already discuss this?
No.
Okay.
I remember the episode of the show because they did the whole dramatic.
Yeah, reading, like the reading was really
I
kind of cried at a point. I was like, oh shit, it's really
I was ready to like turn that off when I heard what it was going to be, but then I was like, oh, what the hell? I'm just sitting here anyway. And then I was like, oh, I really got into it.
Yeah, so, it was pretty good.
Yeah, kudos, guys. I kind of thought the same thing, like, really? And was it really 1916?
Yeah, I believe so. Which is really recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sharks have been around, I imagine, for considerably longer than the past 100 years.
Yeah.
Oceans, certainly. We've been hanging out in them for how long?
Yeah,
but it kind
of
seemed like
the amount of numbers.
Yeah, like, people didn't seem to really, like, go into the ocean that
much. And that's what they were saying about that
which
for recreation.
Crazy.
That was hanging out in the ocean for recreation was relatively new.
What the fuck?
Which is weird.
Here's a giant swimming pool, dude.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Who doesn't like to swim?
Yeah, but people didn't know how to swim either, man.
That's weird.
People don't know. People still don't know how to swim.
Don't you just get out in the water and flap around?
Yeah. and get eaten by a shark when you do. So
that's weird.
That stymies.
Like, people were like, I'm not going in the ocean anymore. Like, isn't that part of going in the ocean is knowing there's big crazy animals in there that you might get eaten?
Yeah. Now it is.
I guess.
Thanks to 1916 and Jaws.
It's amazing to me.
Somebody getting eaten while they were up the creek. That's pretty crazy. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pissed about that.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with sharks that year.
Well, they found a hunger for human blood.
Yeah.
We knew that there were bears, though, right?
Yeah, you're encountering bears more often.
Right, but we knew there were bears. We'd stay away from them and, like, oh, there's bears in the woods. So, hey, if you're going to go out in the woods, bring a gun with you or don't go in the woods because there's a bear that might eat you.
Right.
Like, we just weren't aware that there's big, crazy, dangerous animals in the ocean?
Guess not. Yikes. And some of it's just stories and, you know, I think they thought they didn't come that close.
Yeah.
And if you got eaten by a great white, you couldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, maybe.
So that might be the part of the problem too.
Maybe I take for granted that I'm smart enough to understand and I've got the experience of all the people of the past.
Right.
That say, hey, there's a bunch of crazy shit everywhere that's going to kill you if you let it. So expect it, you know?
Yeah. So watch out everywhere.
Everywhere. Seems common, like common sense.
Especially for back then, because there were a lot of shit that was going to kill you everywhere.
Yeah.
You just assume the oceans were safe, huh?
That's weird.
You start from that standpoint.
Hey, here's this giant body of water that you can't see anything of except for more water.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's got to be super dangerous.
But the ocean's not this super dangerous.
Way bigger than my bathtub.
Millions.
The ocean
and
can be crazy dangerous,
well,
dude.
Sure.
Like, you live on the. Like, there's a storm that rolls in.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck? Right. Like, that's going to tell me, hey, the ocean's crazy.
But now, every year, we have hundreds of millions of people swimming in the ocean every year.
Yeah, sure.
With a couple
Very
shark
few,
attacks.
Yeah. Accidents.
And they're all in Australia. Which you
That's
should.
Not true, but.
Don't go in the ocean in Australia.
Yeah, don't go to Australia.
Dear Australian listeners, move.
Yeah, seriously. You got
way more shit that kills you there.
Scorpion
than
army that will take you out.
Fucking jellyfish.
Like, everything there is crazy
Insane
deadly.
Insane jellyfish, like.
A little box jellyfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, it's tiny. You can't see it and will kill you before you get back to shore. So, good luck with that. Yeah.
But your move. Your homeland.
Move.
You took your own advice and moved a long time ago, so. Smart.
Good job.
No, you.
Help me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something weird. There's a. I don't know how I feel about talking about ladies being a single dude on show. It feels weird.
It's how we're getting more listeners. That's why we're up from three.
Probably is.
Yeah, you've dated how many people?
Yeah,
four, huh?
New people are listening to the show. That's bad news. It's possible, but bad.
You need to get out there more, man. You need to date more people. Get these numbers up.
There's a girl at Little One's preschool that works there.
Okay.
She's relatively cute. Tends to like look out when I come in with the kid and like smiles at the kid and blah 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 and seems friendly and all that shit. Seemingly at least not married, not wearing a wedding ring.
Alright.
I've like just bullshit with her as far as going in to pay a bill or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
So here's this lady. Can't ask her out.
Why not?
She looks too much like your mom.
My mom?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
It's really weird.
Okay.
I need to take a picture of her sometime.
Yeah, you should.
She looks too much like your mom.
That's crazy.
It's really weird. Like, the first time I saw her, I was like, wow, that looks like Matt's mom. Like, immediately.
That's really funny.
Immediately. She's a cute girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's a cute girl, but I don't think I could go out with her.
Good.
It's really weird.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Jeez, that's strange.
Yeah. Yeah,
you should tell her why, too. Like, man, I'm
like,
sorry.
Hey,
I'd
like to go out with you, but...
too much like my friend's mom.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming to find, like, going through the fucking online dating shit, looking at a bunch of pictures, there's a fair amount of people that look like people I know. And,
really?
Like, yeah, take them out of the equation.
Yep.
Like, I've seen...
Nope.
Yeah. I don't remember if a girl messaged me or if I just saw her and, like, it was somebody that the site claimed would be a good match, but looked like one of my aunts.
Really?
I was like, oh, can't do it.
See, maybe like, they were kind right. of cute. It was a good match.
Yeah, kind of cute, but looked like one of my aunts, so yeah. Nope, can't do it.
Nope.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
That's like, strange. Really weird. Yeah.
That's strange.
But really, I need to figure out how to take a picture of this girl without her knowing I'm taking a picture of her.
I think you just have to
just
tell her.
Tell her, like, hey, you look a lot like my buddy's mom.
Yeah, and just be like that. And yeah. I've got to take your picture so I can show him. He doesn't believe me.
Yeah. But at the same time, I might want to ask her out.
Well, I don't know.
It's weird, dude.
Maybe if I'm like, no, that doesn't look anything like my mom.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll work for you. It's or her.
Weird. That was literally like the very first thing I thought, though, when I saw her. I was like, oh, shit. She looks a lot like Matt's mom.
Oddly enough, that's why I married my wife.
Not oddly at all.
Not oddly. They say people do that. That's freaky. Oh,
yeah, it is freaky.
Yeah.
It is freaky, but I the girls I'm attracted to, yeah, certainly.
Have attributes that remind you of your parents?
Yeah. Well, yeah, my mom, but yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Damn, this chick's got a giant cock like my dad. I totally love her.
I was going to get a mustache. But did we discuss? We discussed many conspiracy theories, right?
Many
yes. conspiracy theories.
Yes, we did. Like red lights that make you buy more gas.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, fucking up your gas mileage by stopping.
Totally true.
I think so. Our computer webcams are totally watching us. Is that true?
I've always assumed that. That's why I never buy a camera.
Like, I've got
buy one
this
with
one
it.
Here. That one's covered up with
awesome.
Something.
Yeah.
But I'm considering covering this one up.
Yeah. They used to come with little things to slide across them.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen computers with that.
Nice.
Little.
I use this door. To watch porn a fair amount. I'm like, are people watching?
Man, talk about the last thing on the earth I would want to watch is somebody watching porn.
So. Yeah, but there's people out there, I'm sure, would be fine with it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Whatever, dude. If I knew a hot chick was watching porn and I had access to watch that, okay. I might be into it.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that
shit always freak me out?
Did we discuss that the ideas for steal of the webcam cover or the Kinect for Xbox cover? Somebody did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody stole that idea already.
Nice.
Jerks. And we're not getting any royalty checks for it.
Bullshit.
$20, I think, for this little piece of plastic that goes over the top and it's got a little slidey thing like you're talking about.
Nice.
Jerk asses.
We already discussed that?
I don't know if we discussed that the real thing came out. I'm pretty sure that we discussed...
Before it came out.
That I had the idea of making these little plastic fucking things.
I'm telling you, you need a lawyer and just send him a letter, and it might just result in a check.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You got to find a lawyer that's willing to do it for nothing.
Yeah, like, hey, if you...
Yeah, you're going to get...
If this works, I'll give you 15% or whatever.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to pay 40, because if they're going to... They want 15 normally, but if it's on, winging a prayer to get paid, they're going to want 40. But all the same, it's like, well, it's still money I didn't have, so...
Yeah. Notes that just don't do anything.
What about dating chicks that just have the same name?
That's pretty bizarre too.
Yeah.
Could you the last chick I talked Sarah? To, her name was Sarah, and it was weird. Yeah.
Spelled different or the same?
No, spelled the same.
Yeah, see. You could almost get away with the spelled different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It adds confusion to things, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your mom's name?
Susan.
Susan, yeah. Could you date a Susan?
Be weird.
What about a Layla?
No, I don't think I could do that one at all. The Susan I could probably do because mom is mom.
Right.
Or mother. Right. She's not Susan, so.
Yeah.
That's not as big a deal, I don't think. Yeah. But.
I think it'd only be weird for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it'd be whatever. But there's probably a month hurdle to get over.
Yeah.
And that if you actually get over that, you're fine, but it's probably hard to do. Might have to come up with a pet name real fast.
Which is, I think, the case every time. Do you ever, you call your wife her name pretty often, don't you?
I mean, when I talk to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, not when I talk to her, really? Unless I'm like, hey, Kelly, come here.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
And even then, it's, hey, honey, you know? So, yeah. Weird. Very rarely, I think, that you actually call your spouse or mate their name.
Yeah. Whoa.
Ba-dang, bang. You're, speaking of which.
Being summoned.
Yeah.
Do you don't listen to headphones very often, do you?
No.
I recently took out an earphone. I listen to them just about all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, even when I'm sitting around the house, I'm listening oftentimes to headphones. Speaking of which, I don't remember the fucking name of it. Stephen King's latest book. I'm listening to that right now. It is called 11/22/63. I'm only about a couple hours deep into it.
Uh-huh.
Fucking good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
My father-in-law has it.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know if he's done with it or not.
Granted, listening to it makes it, I think, potentially a little more interesting. But, like, pretty instantly got to, oh, wow, this is really exciting and neat to think about.
That's cool.
So that's cool. Anyway, listening to headphones fairly often. I recently took out a headphone to figure out a smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That you needed to rid yourself of input in
I
another
guess so.
Sense.
Yes.
In order to.
Yes. Concentrate. And you certainly do that, like, when you're lost in a car, right?
You turn down the radio. Yeah, totally. Anytime I'm.
You're like
I'm
you need
parking.
To focus something, like, you turn down the radio, which is strange to me.
I think it's just that you're getting so many inputs.
Is
you
it?
You want to minimize the amount of input that you're receiving.
It's pretty easy to ignore what's in your ears, though, isn't it? I'm getting another live text.
Yeah.
937-501 Blues, Lubin Leet Speak. I think that's weird. And it totally happens. And I guess it makes sense that the input is just too great to maintain
ignore.
Other stuff. But I was surprised to realize that I took it out to figure out smell.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, but I can understand that.
I realized it was a skunk.
Oh. I think you would have figured that one out.
I think it was pretty faint.
Okay.
Or it was very close and didn't smell like.
Right.
Do you know close skunk smell does not smell the same as like
as lingered or squashed 3 days ago.
Which is also pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Is it possible to sit in an air freshener cloud to avoid the smell of skunk?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that going to kill you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you'll die of cancer within a week, but.
Yeah. Like, skunk is pretty strong.
Can be, yeah.
And I was wondering, like, if I just sat and sprayed and sprayed and sprayed, can you avoid that skunk smell?
Yeah.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah. Especially your air freshener, man. Shit's strong.
Yeah.
I know if you just give it a little squirt, it's like, woof, overwhelming.
Yeah. Is there a right way to hold an apple?
Yeah.
Like when you go to eat it?
Yeah.
The ends? Like the...
Yeah.
The growy parts, I guess?
Yep. I think so. Thumb on the bottom. I mean, you can flip it over. And forefinger on the top or a couple of fingers.
Is
it mimicked eating an apple? If you hold it the other way, you're a freak. If you just, like, hold it... Parallel, just like palm the whole thing, and yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You're a stone cold freak if you do that.
There's other weird hand training things like that, right? Like yeah. buttons, you got to figure. Is there only yeah. one way to button a button, and only one way to zipper zippers? I don't know. Like there was
buttons is like a weird deafness thing. Like
yeah,
yeah.
My notes kind of suck because I, for lack of better ways to say it, write notes under the influence of intoxicants relatively often. So it's difficult to know.
Redecipher.
Hey, I was drunk
later.
This time, and like this was a good idea when I was drunk, but why is it now?
Yeah. Well, I think unfortunately, I think that's a lot of ideas. That's why you drink. Everything's a good idea. That's funny. I've had that same problem, or because you can't quite get yourself right back in the right mindset yeah. when you're trying to decipher yeah. it later. Sometimes it works and you're like able to be like, oh, okay.
Not a good idea at all. Do you want to say goodbye? Thanks for listening.
Yes, I do.
You can find us places. We're at Snort Coffee on Twitter or the .com there. Or there's a phone number that I just told you a minute ago. You can go back and figure that out. Thanks for listening. Who are we going to tell this week? Mailman. How about the mailman?
Seems like you get okay. around.
Yeah.
You can tell some other people.
Yeah.
It's got plenty of time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, they do.
Not doing anything except for walking around and driving around.
I wonder, the mailman might have a rule against headphones, though, because no, I've got okay. one mailman that has speakers on his shirt.
Really?
Like, yeah, he's got little speakers.
I don't think that mailmen are into following the rules, even if they've got one.
You think?
Yeah. The hell, they've got a job for life.
Yeah, well,
it's the easiest debatably. Job.
Yeah, you just gotta walk. Yeah. I don't know though, man. You seen mailman carry the shit around? Like you live in a weird spot, so they just drive a truck,
right?
But like my mailman's got a fistful of fucking shit.
Yeah,
that he was like digging through shit. Right. I'm like, oh, this goes to them. This goes to them.
Still,
that's kind of crazy.
Easiest job ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
And fun.
It'd be kind of nice to walk around.
Yeah, totally.
So tell your mailman. Say, hey, mailman. Snort coffee.
Or put a sticker on your mailbox.
All right. That'll do it, too. If anybody wants a sticker, let me know.
It's just a note.
Let me know. Send a self-addressed stamp envelope. Ugh. To my house.
Yeah, I don't know if I go that far.
You can find it. Pretty easily, actually.
That difficult.
If
you're that interested.
A little way to be an asshole if you want a bumper sticker for free. Figure out my address. Send me a stamped envelope to send back to you.
Two self-addressed stamped envelope. Well, no, one of them unaddressed but stamped. So you can use that to pay a bill or something.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then one self-addressed.
So I get a free stamp out of the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And a free envelope.
Nice. Even better. I've got a bill that I need to send off to an aunt that paid for vacation food stuffs. Got the money for it. Just right. refused to go to the fucking post office.
Oh.
And, like, it sucks. And it's not hard. It's not a difficult thing to do. You just go to the
Why
post office and buy a stamp.
Because
I don't have a stamp.
Oh. You don't
have
to
a single
post
stamp.
Office to buy stamps anymore.
I can't buy a single stamp somewhere.
Well, not a single one.
No.
But you're going to need more.
Nope.
I know. They have nothing that you pay.
First time, I don't pay
Still,
bills.
Buy a book of 15 and...
That's way more stamps than I'll ever use, dude.
Not in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And they gain money. Since they're forever stamps now, every time it goes up, it's like you made
They're
money.
Not all forever stamps, are they?
I think they are now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, forever. Then fuck it. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh, okay.
Makes life easier.
Yeah.
It's smart on their part.
Well, okay.
Go to Walmart. I think you can get them there.
We might have, at some point in time, Joel suggested a random show link. On the website.
Okay.
Click this button. It'll take you to a random show.
Nice.
That might be a thing at some point in time. I figured out how to do it. I just need to install it, basically.
Sweet. Except there's no such thing as random, right?
Pardon me. We discussed that. I don't know. It's going to be random enough, I think.
Yeah. I was going to start a random service where did we talk about this?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Giant ball or giant
yes.
wheel full
yeah.
of okay ping pong balls.
Yep, we did discuss that.
All right. There you go, people. Ideas for Steel. Giant randomizer.
With a phone number attached?
Yeah, you just call
it. Just call it up and like...
Call it up.
Give me a number.
3,483.
Nice.
There you go. There's your random number. Your dog's going nuts.
No, it's somebody at my door.
Really? Oh. Tell them about the show.
So we're recording.
Is it really your mailman?
Yeah.
All right. You can just leave a little note, like paperclip a note to your mailbox.
Okay.
That just explains, like, hey, here's a podcast. I think it's pretty funny. I think you'd enjoy it. They talk about mailmen and say they have the easiest job ever, so enjoy. You've got nothing better to do other than listen to podcasts. Yeah. So.
Yeah, really, though. Thanks for listening. Tell some people. Even if it's not your mailman, tell somebody else's mailman. Tell some people. Keep in touch. Little way to be an asshole.
Excellent.
Call people Canadian. Did we do that one?
I think we did, actually.
Did we do that one? Okay, yeah, fuck.
I'm not sure about that. But
edit my notes better. So you're Canadian, eh? Like, no.
Oh, no, okay. No, you seem Canadian to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Jesus Christ. Live call in. Live call in. Snort coffee.
Hey, Mom.
Bye bye. You want to say bye?
See ya!
Does your mom want to say hi?
Oh, yeah, you want to say hi?
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Okay, say hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mrs. Silky Smooth. All right, bye-bye. All right, that was a really cool live call in from someone we were just talking about. That's funny.
What are the chances?
All right, bye bye. Thanks for listening, really. I'll yeah, see ya.
Folk.